On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is Virginia Collins, and I'm here to talk about CAATS, Computer Assisted Auditing Techniques. Why are CAATS important today? I think it's more important every day for the auditing profession to move that CAATS are being used 100% of the time in almost every audit that an auditor would use. And what are CAATS? CAATS is a growing field in the audit profession, and it's the practice of using the computer to automate the audit process. It creates efficiency, it creates effectiveness. And some of the products that could be used are as simple as spreadsheets to achieve those goals. It doesn't have to be costly software anymore. CAATS are everywhere, and they should be for all auditors in all situations where it's beneficial for them to do it. I mean, how we've audited in the past has been we sample, and we come to a conclusion about that sample. And based on that sample, we can draw certain conclusions, but we only have a certain reliance on it, and we may not have picked a representative sample. So we could be wrong, in other words. There is that audit risk. With CAATS, we get to look at 100% of the data. And by doing that, we are able to come up with more definitive results that we can actually test the entire population and come to conclusions that are more reliable because we've done that. So CAATS are things that we should be thinking about to be using in the audit to improve the quality of the audit and reduce the cost at the same time. What a win-win situation when you can increase quality and reduce cost. That is just something that more and more auditors should be drawn to in every single audit that they do. We are now in the information age where data is exploding. 90% of data has been created in the last 2 years. And when you really take that in, what that means for auditors and for the world, it means we have to get better at data. And the way that we can get better at data is to use CAATS. And we should be establishing our CAATS learning path in each one of the firms that are using and producing audits. We need to be able to have a CAATS learning path. And it could be as simple as starting with Excel and a PDF converter. It doesn't have to be complex. It can be a simple tool as the beginning. Sorting and filtering in Excel can really lead to a lot of auditing techniques. You can extract out from filtering. You can extract with the visible property and move it over to a separate sheet. There are a lot of things that you can do in basic Excel, sorting, filtering, formulas, cleaning up the data. You could extract out journal entries from the general ledger. A lot of CAATS can be performed in Excel. And that's where a lot of firms should start out, and those basic skills can be learned within Excel. The second phase would probably be pivot tables. Now, pivot tables are a powerful, powerful tool. When you start to be able to move the data around, you can analyze it. You can put slicers in a pivot table. You can put a timeline in a pivot table now. So you can scroll through a pivot table and look at data through different time periods. And you start to get a visual representation. So pivot tables have a lot of functionality in the audit. You can drill down on the pivot table, and you can get into data sets that you want to audit. You could extract with the filtering. Advanced filtering gives you a lot of ability to take your data and pull out what you need. Also in Excel, you also have table. A table is a very functional object in Excel that works well with CAATS. if you go into the contextual tab and put on a total, you can get the standard deviation. And you could start to use filter out anything above that number. And you could start to see outliers, just simple Excel. And you could start to really develop the learning path for some of these concepts in CATS. The next stage of the computer auditing techniques would be to use a simple add-in program, ActiveData, which could help you to do Benford Law tests. There's video online to assist you in learning these techniques. You can do extractions. You can do stratifications. You can pull samples. So there's a lot of auditing techniques within ActiveData. The cost is relatively inexpensive to use the CATS in ActiveData. It is not an expensive program. And it's a good learning tool for also learning how to apply CATS. Another path that could be taken to learning CATS is what's called the Power Suite in Excel. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with what's going on in Excel, but there are three products called Power Query, Power View, and Power Pivot. And they're part of the Power Suite. And these are business intelligence tools that Microsoft has created. And Power Query, you can helps you to access and clean the data. One of the very big obstacles that we have in performing CATS is getting to the data and cleaning the data. And Power Query is that product. It supposedly, from what I've read, is very easy for the user to learn. Even though programming is being written behind the scenes, a lot of the cleaning can be done in the user interface. So Power Query is very important. Power View is a visual technique that we start to be able to see the data in a visual way, which will give the auditor clues, and we'll be able to visualize what some of the outliers are, and as we look at it, will help assist us in picking out what we need to audit. Power Pivot, you have the ability to create a data model. You can do the data model Power Pivot within the Excel user interface, but you also have the ability to do it in a velocity database that is behind the scenes, and it is not limited by the million rows. And what do we mean by a data model? That we could take different sources of data, bring it into Power Pivot, create relationships, and we can create one report from various sources of data. And as we create these data models, if we were to apply it to an audit, we could say, I'm going to bring in the sales journal, and then I'm going to bring in the inventory, and I'm going to match it up. I'm going to create a relationship for anything on the inventory. And you can start to bring in these disparaging sources and bring them together. And that's a really, really powerful tool that auditors can use in Excel, is the Power Suite. It's only available in certain versions of Excel. It's not available in every version. If you Google the Power Query, you could see if you can install it on your 2013 and take a look at it. It's pretty good, Power Query. It'll help you to clean up data. And then we have some statistical tests that we can do of a more sophisticated level in CAT, cluster analysis, regression analysis, ANOVA, MANOVA, where we're looking at multivariable and univariable analysis of variance. And some of these techniques can be learned in Excel. Again, you're going to start out in Excel, the simplest program to learn these concepts of more sophisticated CAT techniques, such as cluster analysis and regression analysis. And you can perform these in Excel. You can do descriptive statistics in Excel. You just have to put in the add-on programs that you can get through the Excel options and you look at the .com add-ons, you can add in the histograms that you can do and the regression analysis and multivariable analysis that can be performed in Excel. So there's a lot of things that's probably best to learn in Excel and then bring it into more sophisticated programs, but only when the client is more sophisticated. I do believe that CATs can be performed in lower cost tools, and you want to use the simplest tool that the client would need, because that would match your skill set best, and it would bring more auditors into the CATs environment. And that's really the goal. How can we get more of the auditors to be using CATs? And the biggest barrier that I always see to this is cost, and that the firms don't want to pay for high-cost tools, and the learning curve is high. That's the second biggest barrier. But by using Excel and using active data, we can really achieve probably as high as 95% of our clients' needs. When do we need more sophisticated tools? Well, we do need them when our client is very sophisticated and they have enormous amounts of data. You would need to use IDEA and you would need to use ACL. And maybe not every accountant needs to have that level of sophistication, but certainly some of us should. And in your firm, it should be all auditors working with CAT. The world is demanding that we move in this direction. We have to start to adapt these methods. And the learning path is starting with Excel, learning that, starting with using pivot tables to help you, and then moving on to more sophisticated Power Pivot, Power View, and also using active data. What we learn there can help us and facilitate us to get to more sophisticated CATS tools. It is a learning path, and one step must be taken before the others. But it's a path that we must establish. It has to happen as the world is so data savvy, and we need to do that in the auditing profession. One of the barriers that we do have is sometimes we don't have the data skills. Auditors weren't trained for that. And there was actually a PwC paper I saw online that defined some of the skills that are lacking but are needed. And they are really taking the profession and saying, we need to do this. We need to get universities to start teaching our students these skills. We need to start adapting them ourselves. And those skills are the ability to identify anomalies, to mine new sources of data, to be able to work with structured and unstructured data, to be able to do exploratory statistics, to be able to mine and process data. And we can do that. We can start to learn to do those in an environment that we're familiar with as accountants, which is Excel. And we can start to bring CATs to all auditors in all audits where it's necessary, which I think 95% of audits can be used to help the audit. I looked at a new client just the other day and what was done last year, and I saw a PDF of 4,466 pages. And it consisted of 50 separate companies within the consolidation. And when I saw the amount of time that was probably spent on that engagement, because they didn't know what to do with a 4,000-page PDF, I was able to bring it into Excel. I was able to clean up the data that it was usable, and all of it is now, I documented what I did. I have the ability now to show them for this year that we can use CATs in that audit, and it will save tremendous time and at the same time increase quality. So every audit that you look at, you have to think of how can I improve it, improve the testing, improve the quality of the audit based on your audit objectives, and at the same time save money. On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, This has been Virginia Collins, and I just presented on computer-assisted auditing techniques. To access more information and resources on information technology, privacy, data analytics, and technology assurance, please visit the AICPA.org, IMTA resources. IT is so important in the audit today and will continue to increase. The IMTA has valuable resources for the auditor to adapt to the changing world in the information age.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.